Welcome to another inspiring episode of the Mind Over Stoic podcast, where we empower you to cultivate resilience, wisdom, and virtue through the teachings of Stoicism. Today, we're diving deep into the empowering intersection of women and Stoic philosophy. Prepare to be enlightened. Stoicism, with its emphasis on virtue, resilience, and rationality, has long been celebrated for its universal applicability. But what about the women who embraced this philosophy in ancient times? How did they navigate the challenges of their era while embodying Stoic principles? While Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius are celebrated as giants of Stoicism, the voices of women in this philosophical tradition are often relegated to the sidelines. But make no mistake, women played a significant role in shaping Stoic thought and practice. Stoicism teaches us that happiness and freedom come from within, that no external circumstance can dictate our inner state of being. This empowering message resonates deeply with women, reminding us that we have the strength and resilience to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. As we journey through life's ups and downs, let us draw inspiration from the wisdom of women in Stoicism. Together, we can cultivate a mindset of empowerment, resilience, and inner peace, one Stoic principle at a time. A notable figure during the rise of Stoicism is Cornelia Africana, the mother of the Gracchi brothers, who lived during the Roman Republic. Cornelia was renowned for her intellect, integrity, and Stoic mindset. Despite facing immense personal tragedy, including the loss of her sons, she exemplified Stoic resilience and inner strength. Cornelia Africana, also known simply as Cornelia, was a prominent figure in ancient Rome during the Republican period. She was born around 190 BC into the illustrious Scipio family, known for its military and political prowess. Cornelia was the daughter of Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus, the famed general who defeated Hannibal in the Second Punic War. Cornelia's life exemplified the virtues of Roman matronhood and the role of women in the public sphere, particularly within elite Roman families. She was known for her exceptional intelligence, education, and moral character, traits that were highly esteemed in Roman society. One of Cornelia's most notable roles was that of a devoted mother. She married Tiberius Sempronius Gracchus, a Roman aristocrat, and together they had 12 children, including the famous Gracchi brothers, Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus. Cornelia was deeply involved in the upbringing and education of her children, instilling in them a strong sense of duty, honor, and commitment to the welfare of the Roman Republic. Cornelia's life took a tragic turn with the deaths of her husband and sons, who were both killed in political conflicts. Despite these personal losses, Cornelia remained resolute in her commitment to the principles of justice and integrity. She refused to remarry, choosing instead to dedicate herself to the memory of her family and the advancement of their ideals. Cornelia's influence extended beyond her role as a mother. She was admired for her intellect and wit, engaging in intellectual and philosophical discussions with prominent figures of her time. Her home became a gathering place for scholars, poets, and politicians drawn to her intellect and moral integrity. In addition to her personal virtues, Cornelia was also known for her philanthropy and patronage of the arts. She supported poets, writers, and artists, contributing to the cultural enrichment of Rome during a period of significant political and social upheaval. Cornelia Africana's legacy endures as a symbol of strength, resilience, and moral rectitude. Her life exemplifies the important role that women played in shaping the course of history, even within the confines of a patriarchal society. As one of the most celebrated women of ancient Rome, Cornelia's memory continues to inspire generations with her unwavering commitment to principles of virtue, justice, and familial love. Hey there, listeners. We're just pausing the episode for a quick moment to remind you, if you're enjoying this discussion, please make sure to download and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. Being subscribed means you'll never miss an episode, and downloading helps you listen even when you're offline. Also, did you know we're on YouTube? That's right. You can find videos of some of our episodes and much more engaging content. Just search for our channel, give us a follow, and dive into our visual world. We appreciate your support, and now, let's get back to the show. Another remarkable woman in Stoicism is Musonius Rufus's student, who is often overlooked in historical accounts. She defied societal norms by studying philosophy alongside men, demonstrating that wisdom knows no gender boundaries. Musonius Rufus, often referred to as the Roman Socrates, was a Stoic philosopher who lived during the 1st century AD in the Roman Empire. He was born in Volsini, Etruria, modern-day Italy, and became one of the most prominent Stoic teachers of his time. Despite being less well-known today compared to some other Stoic philosophers like Seneca or Epictetus, Musonius Rufus left a lasting legacy through his teachings on ethics, virtue, and the pursuit of wisdom. Musonius Rufus believed strongly in the practical application of philosophy to everyday life. He emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature and cultivating virtue as the key to true happiness and fulfillment. Like other Stoics, he taught that external circumstances, such as wealth, fame, or social status, were ultimately indifferent, and that true happiness came from within, through the development of moral excellence. One of Musonius Rufus's most distinctive contributions to Stoic philosophy was his advocacy for the education and philosophical training of women. At a time when women's education was often neglected in ancient Rome, Musonius Rufus argued passionately for the importance of teaching women philosophy and ethics. He believed that women were just as capable as men of cultivating virtue and living according to Stoic principles. Musonius Rufus's teachings on the role of women in Stoicism were radical for his time. He argued that women should receive the same education as men, including instruction in philosophy, literature, and physical exercise. He believed that women were capable of rational thought and moral reasoning, and that their moral and intellectual development was essential for the well-being of society as a whole. Musonius Rufus's advocacy for women's education and participation in philosophy was ahead of its time and anticipated later movements for gender equality and women's rights. His influence extended beyond the classroom, as he became known for his practical advice on topics such as marriage, parenting, and household management. Although many of Musonius Rufus's writings have been lost to history, his teachings were preserved and transmitted through the works of later writers, including Epictetus, who studied under him. Today, Musonius Rufus is recognized as a pioneering figure in Stoic philosophy and a champion of the idea that philosophy is for everyone, regardless of gender or social status. His legacy continues to inspire people around the world to live virtuous and meaningful lives in accordance with Stoic principles. At its core, Stoicism teaches that the key to a fulfilling life lies in focusing on what is within our control, our thoughts, attitudes, and actions, while accepting with equanimity the things that are beyond our control, such as external events and the actions of others. This concept is encapsulated in the famous Stoic maxim: we cannot control the events that happen to us, but we can control how we react to them. In modern-day life, Stoicism continues to resonate with people seeking practical wisdom and guidance for navigating the complexities of the modern world. Its teachings offer valuable insights and tools for managing stress, overcoming adversity, and finding meaning and purpose in life. As we reflect on the contributions of women to Stoicism, it becomes clear that their insights and experiences enrich our understanding of this ancient philosophy. By embracing diverse voices and perspectives, we can truly unlock the full potential of Stoic wisdom. Join us next time on the Mind Over Stoic podcast as we continue our journey through the fascinating world of Stoic philosophy. Remember, the pursuit of wisdom knows no boundaries. Let's explore together.